It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it's tea time. And this is so cool. I wish I knew this was happening. Olivia Newton-John of Grease. Remember, well, she's famous for lots of things, but I would say Sandy Grease, her biggest role. Her pants went on auction, and Sarah Blakely got them. She's the founder of Spanx.
Well, listen, I have been the biggest fan of Olivia since I was a little girl, since Grease came out, and my friend called me 2 days before the auction. I didn't know it was happening. And she said, Sarah, Olivia, you know, they're putting the pants up and the outfit for charity. And I thought, oh my God, I've got to try to get, I'm going to frame them and hang them at Spanx because we have black faux leather leggings and they're inspired off of Olivia's pants. Yeah. So, you know, she's the OG of black leggings. I had to own them as the OG Spanx founder.
If anybody's into pants like mine, I will give those up for auction too.
The OG of black leggings, $162,000 those bad boys went for. Here's the thing. They're actually, if you think about Grease, when kind of Sandy goes bad at the end.
Sandy.
Tell me about it, Steph.
These are the ones, and they were black satin. I thought they were leather forever. They're actually black satin pants.
Well, thanks for clearing up the mystery.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I might go with that for a song of the day. I don't
right?
know what it'll do, but that's dope.
I love it. It's so funny. Whenever I post a picture on social media of something, like if I kind of look tough or like look, someone's like, it's like Sandy went bad.
I can't help it, Dad.
It's so funny. Well, Emma Watson says she isn't single. Rather, she's more like self-partnered.
I really draw a super conscious line between what is public and what is private. That has kind of helped me maintain a certain degree of sanity.
Okay, sure you are.
The Harry Potter actress, she turns 30 coming up here in April, and she's like, okay, if you haven't built a home, you don't have a husband, you haven't had a baby, people are like, oh, you should have anxiety, what's wrong with you? She's like, I'm in a partnership with myself. I'm self-partnered. You
Why?
Go, girl.
What? No, you're single. It's okay to be single. It doesn't mean it's not a thing of shame.
It's just like when Gwyneth Paltrow divorced and when they say conscious uncoupling.
You're
they
divorced.
Just term it a different way.
You're divorced. You're not married. It's just basic terms.
Basic. Well, Kristen Stewart finally is talking about her romance with her Twilight co-star, Robert Pattinson.
No, I've actually never been allowed to just say what happened.
Right.
Because I was so self-conscious about seeming like an attention seeker, like somebody who was like
taking,
trying to...
Or taking advantage
of
the fact that you guys were dating and stuff.
We were together for years. That was like my first, you know...
Love.
Yeah, I mean like I was super in love with my boyfriend, super in love with him. But me and Rob were like a little older and it was just like gugung.
Gugung. So she says, honestly, back then she would have married Robert Pattinson, but now she cannot wait to propose to her girlfriend, Dylan Meyer. So she's moved on, but she says Rob is just an outstanding person, and she still has a lot of love and respect for him.
Sad. So. They could have had little vampire babies.
I know. You know who else who could have babies? Kylie Jenner and Drake. What the what? They've been spotted once again hanging out.
You cannot win with the internet. There's no winning.
It's just unnecessary negativity. I feel like I'm in a relationship with the world sometimes.
Ooh,
wah,
so,
I'm a billionaire.
I love when they say insiders say, but their sources are saying they have been romantically hanging out since she and Travis Scott took a break. So possible romance, Drake
Dude,
and Kylie Jenner.
Drake, you need to shoot your shot and have a baby, man. He'll be set. He'll never have to do a song again.
It's not like he's hurting himself. But.
No, but he doesn't got that kind of money. Right?
I think dudes like, they like, you like a woman that you like has equal. That's what Kanye always said about Kim. She never obviously has to ask him for anything. He likes that. You know they're not using you.
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea. Okay, I like that. Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. I can't look at Mackenzie while I do this.
Why?
Why can't you find a good man or woman? I have to look at you now. 833-563-2539. There's this guy that he's kind of getting some backlash for something he posted online talking about how he's kind of the perfect guy and how people should date him, but he can't find a good woman. But I'm really wondering at 833-563-2539, why can't you find a good person? Have you been struggling to find a good man or a good woman? We'll talk to you within 10 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.